Blog Talk Radio.
I'm the messenger of God, stepping out of Beulah. From Babylon to Zion, my chains are looser in my mind. But out here, the chains are shooting. The judge is judged for hire, the jury's straight liar. Just to see Israel fried up. They got a phone stacked and wired up. The police got stuck. No one desires us. This law requires us to buy this man's trust. Pay to get salvation. Who you playing? But I pulled your card. I seen your star. They false lights. My spirit spit lyrics so cold, your frostbite. And that's the attitude. From your murderous flight, from your witches every night, and young boys shot down in the street, and they mama's sight. Your old kids call this the good life, like the hood's right. I'm the messenger of God, stepping out of Beulah. From Babylon to Zion, my chains are looser in my mind. But out here, the chains are shooting. The judge is judged for hire, the jury's a straight liar. Just to see Israel fried up. They got a phone stacked and wired up. The police got stuck. No one desires us. This law requires us to buy this man's trust. Pay to get salvation. Who you playing? But I pulled your card. I seen your star. They false lights. My spirit spit lyrics so cold, your frostbite. And that's the attitude. From your witches every night, and young boys shot down in the street, and they mama's sight. Your old kids call this the good life, like the hood's right. Glory to God.
yeah, 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 yeah. Whoa, get a lead on, whoa.
Your money, Tory, soda, drink up my family for your riches and your. Replace us with another sea. Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is, by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has allowed us to come before you another day, bringing to you his great, holy, and exalted words, even the words of truth. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 2330 Kemper Lane, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth. For Yah ordained me to tell you the truth, and this is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Yah is the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our King. He's our judge, he's our lawgiver, and Yah is our only Savior, and not just of Israel. Yah is the Savior of the world. And I praise the mighty Yah for another opportunity to come to you, bringing to you his great, holy, and exalted words. even the words of truth. Today we will be again discussing the light, part two. And we brought to your attention a few things concerning this great, beautiful, and glorious light. And we must define this light so you can understand what this light really is and what this light actually produces. How valuable and significant this life is to your salvation, to your health, the various abilities that it will enable you to do. And let me share a couple of scriptures with you concerning this beautiful, glorious light and show you why life cannot be without this great light. Creator lets us know in the book of Psalms 119. We're talking about the light. Whether we talking about the physical light that you see every day, you also can see in the night, or strange reason, we don't know how for it. The Creator is giving us and showing us how important this thing is. But for some reason, we don't want to take hold. We don't want to come in the light. And oftentimes, we don't want to have nothing to do with the light. Watch what it says in the book of Psalms 119. And we're going to read verse 130. And watch what it says, talking about the light. Verse 130, the entrance of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. In other words, little do people know this light, this beautiful light, this light that Yahweh saw that it was good, is actually his word. No wonder he saw it was good. No wonder the entrance of his word gives light. Because the very light that you see and the light you don't see that you need to learn how to see is his word. Light, which is his word. In the book of Isaiah, the 8th chapter, the 20th verse. And yes, if you know anything about the house of Israel, if you know anything, and particularly us in Cincinnati, we're going to give you a lot of scriptures because we're going to give you overwhelming evidence of the things that we teach and believe. So you're going to be bombarded with a lot of scriptures. So to listen to us, you're going to have your pen and pad ready and your books in front of you. That way you can go back and study at your leisure to try to get the understanding of these words. We're talking about the light for a reason. And what is the main reason? We've been doing a lot of things for a lot of years. But ask yourself, do you really feel like you've grown, developed, and you have made it to a different level of wisdom understanding and knowledge, then maybe so. What about counsel and might? Have you made it there? Have you developed to become mighty? It's good that you have wisdom, standing, and knowledge, and counsel. But do you have any might at all? And if you do, what are you mighty in? Since the Creator said, we will be the light of the world. And what so enlightened about you that we can see how mighty you have became? Or are you just sick and broken down like everybody else? Watch what the Creator said in the book of Isaiah, the 8th chapter. Since the entrance of his words give it light, it says in the book of Isaiah, the 8th chapter, the 20th verse, to the law and to the testimony. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Because the thing that gives light is his word. That's what gives light. So without his word, there's darkness. There's void. It's something that without form. But with his word, then there's light. And this light produces mighty things. And we have to know how to come into the light. We must learn how to embrace the light. And I'm going to show you how mighty people embrace the light so that they can be mighty people. Because without the light, they're nothing. They're nothing. They're average. They're just like anybody else. But with the light, they become ordinary individuals. That all you can do is marvel at them. Watch what the scripture says. To the law and to the testimony, they speak not according to this word. It is because there is no light. So the word is something you're going to have to concern yourself with if you want this light. Because it is his word that gives light. And watch this. In the book of Deuteronomy, because Yahweh wanted you to know something real important. He didn't want you to be tricked, scammed, bamboozled, nor lied to. Because there's a lot of people that think they will tell you if you get this special book that I have, you can get this light. Or if you know Paleo Hebrew, you can get this light. Or if you know ancient Hebrew, you can get this light. Or if you have a certain type of Torah, you can get this light. But watch what the Creator says. How you get it. In the book of Deuteronomy 30, verse 10. If you shall listen to the voice of Yahweh Elohim, to keep his commandments and his statutes, which are written in this book of the law, and if you turn unto Yahweh Elohim with all your heart and with all your soul, commandment, which I command you this day, it is not hidden from you, neither is it far off. In other words, you don't have to look for it like you looking for hidden treasures. It's not far off from you, where you got to plan a trip. It is not in heaven. You should say, who shall go up for us to heaven and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it? It's not there. Even though some people would say they Yahweh needed to send his only begotten son, this is fictitious. This is false. Neither is it beyond the sea. In other words, you don't have to go to Jerusalem to get it. That you should say, who shall go over the sea for us and bring it to us that we may hear it and do it? No, it's not at the Vatican, like people try to tell you. It's in the Vatican, the basement of the Vatican. No, it's not in some guarded place in Ethiopia. These are all the things I've heard over the years. Watch what Yahweh say it is. 14 verse. But the word, because that's what you need. Why? Because the word, entrance of the word, gives light. And if they don't speak according to this word, it is only because there is no light in them. Watch what it says. But the word is very near to you, in your mouth and in your heart, that you may do it. So you going through buying special books, making long trips in vain. No, the word is very near to you, even in your mouth. The only reason you don't know it's in your mouth is because you refuse to eat it. And you've been tricked, lied to, deceived to believe that you got to go somewhere else and to other people to get it. And Yahweh said, this is a lie. Let me show you what you have to do to get this word. And why you will see people that you are in awe of, the reason why you're in awe of them. Watch what it says. First of all, in the book, since we're in Deuteronomy, we'll stay in Deuteronomy 18. Watch what this says. We're talking about the light number two. We got to define this light. We got to know what this light is. Talking about you're going to be a light to the Gentiles. This light shall rise upon you. But you don't even know what this light is. And you can tell when the light is upon you and in you. It's not even a question. Because this light will enable you to do things other people can't do. It will enable you to do things. It will enable you to know things that people don't know. Watch this. Deuteronomy 18. And this is what it says 15th verse. Yahweh Elohim will raise up to you a prophet from the midst of you, of your brother, like unto me. And who is like unto me? That was Moses. Unto him you shall listen, according to all that you desired of Yahweh Elohim in Horeb, in the day of assembly, saying, let me not hear again the voice of Yahweh my Elohim, neither let me see this great fire anymore, that I die not. And Yahweh said to me, they have well spoken that which they have spoken. And watch what most of the people, most of the Israelites missed out on. They spoke well, but let me show you what they missed in not hearing the voice of Yahweh himself. Watch this. 18th verse. I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren, like unto you, and will put my words in his mouth. In other words, that's why Yahweh said, the word is very near unto you, even in your mouth and your heart. But see, the people missed out on this, most of the Israelites, because they didn't want the word put in their mouth. They wanted to get this word second-handed. So when this word got put in somebody else's mouth from Yahweh himself, the people got the second and the hand-me-downs. In other words, now these words, even though they are powerful, now the power rests from the mouth of someone else that's speaking his words, rather than these words coming straight from Yahweh himself. And watch what it says. I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren, like unto you, and will put my words in his mouth. And we already read where it said the entrance of his word gives light. And you're going to see how deep this light is. And he shall speak to them all that I shall command him. And it shall come to pass that whoever will not listen to my words. See, you got to, it's all about his words. Which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. But the prophet which shall presume to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of other deities, even that prophet shall die. And if you say in your heart, how shall we know the word which Yahweh has not spoken? You notice it didn't say, how shall we know the word which Yahweh have spoken? You're going to know the word that Yahweh spoken, because the word that Yahweh speak, it produced and enabled miracles, wonders. That's what his word do. That's what the light do. But how shall we know the word which Yahweh has not spoken? And watch what it says. When a prophet speaks in the name of Yahweh, if the thing follows not, nor come to pass, that is the thing which Yahweh has not spoken. But the prophet has spoken it presumptuously, you shall not be afraid of him. And they should ask, well, how shall we know the word which Yahweh has spoken? And let me show you how you're going to know Yahweh spoke in this, the word that was in the mouth of his prophets was indeed a wonder, a miracle, enabled by light. Because the entrance of his words, it gives light into the law, into the testimony. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Look what the Creator told the prophet Ezekiel. Stated before, this is why many people look at the prophets of old. They say, my goodness, I read about these prophets. They're able to do things that nobody able to do today. Well, you don't even got to wonder why. Watch this. Watch why these prophets were a wonder. They did miracles. Watch this in the book of Ezekiel, the second chapter. Start at the first verse. And he said to me, son of man, stand upon your feet, and I will speak unto you. And the Spirit entered into me when he spoke to me and set me upon my feet, that I heard him that spoke unto me. And he said to me, son of man, I send you to the children of Israel, to a rebellious nation that has rebelled against me. They and their fathers have transgressed against me, even unto this very day. For they are impotent children and stiff-hearted. I do send you unto them, and you shall say unto them, thus says Yahweh. And they, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, yet they shall know that there has been a prophet among them. And why is it so important for Yahweh to make it known that it was a prophet among them? They're going to know that once you speak to them, whether they listen or not, whether they hear or not, because they are rebellious people, so chances are they're not going to listen. But they're going to know it's a prophet among them. How would they know that? Because Yahweh will enable anyone that has his word, which is his light, in them to do things that other people can't do, to know things other people don't know, and to make sacrifices people refuse to make. This is how you know the light. This is how you understand the light. And this is the light in which you must walk in. Watch what it says. And you, son of man, be not afraid of them. In other words, don't be afraid of your people. Neither be afraid of their words. Though briars and thorns be with you, and you do dwell among scorpions. In other words, they're going to hate you. They're going to scorn you. They're going to gossip about you. But don't be afraid. Be not afraid of their words, nor be dismayed at their looks. In other words, they're going to look at you like you crazy. But don't get caught up in that. Though they are a rebellious house, and you shall speak my words to them, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear. For they are most rebellious. But you, son of man, watch what Yahweh says. Hear what I say unto you. See, the people could have did that, but they was rebellious. It says, hear what I say unto you. Be not you rebellious like that rebellious house. Now, how can we not be rebellious? What do we have to do? not to be rebellious. Light the rebellious house that we are a part of. Watch what it says. Open your mouth, I give you. And when I looked, behold, a hand was sent to me. And lo, a roll of a book was therein. And he spread it before me. And it was written within and without. And there was written therein lamentations and mournings and woes. And watch what it says in Ezekiel 3. The first verse. Moreover, he said unto me, son of man, eat what you find. Still eating. Still eating. So what do you think he's eating? Eat this roll. Yes, this roll that he sent. This roll of a book that was written within and without. Yahweh told him to eat it. And then after you eat it, go speak to the house of Israel. So I opened up my mouth, and he caused me to eat that roll. And he said unto me, son of man, cause your belly to eat, and fill your bowels with this roll that I give you. Then did I eat it, and it was in my mouth as honey for sweetness. And he said unto me, son of man, go, get you unto the house of Israel, and speak with my words to them. So this is what you got to do. You got to start eating certain things. Because when you eat certain things, and what is this certain thing? It's called the word of Yahweh. And there's only one way to discern whether you have ate it. Because when you eat the word of Yahweh, it will enable you to do things that other people not only can't do, but other people refuse to do. With the exception of everybody that ate the same thing you ate. You all eating the same thing, then you all are able to do the same thing, eating this word. Because if they were eating this word, then you will see a great light. Because I'm going to show you what this light turns on. This light causes and produce miracles as well as wonders. For example, he said, Moses said, you're going to be like me. And he was telling the truth. That's what he said in the book of Deuteronomy 18. Now let me read that again so you can see that. Deuteronomy 18. And it says, the 15th verse. Yahweh Elohim will raise up to you a prophet from the midst of you, of your brethren, like unto me, and unto him you shall listen. In other words, like Moses. And if you like Moses, because you ate the Creator's word like him, then why can't you do things that Moses have done? Moses have written to do. For example, you know when Moses died, watch this. Watch what it say about Moses when he passed. in the book of Deuteronomy 34. Watch what it says. We'll start at the sixth verse. Or the fifth verse. So Moshe, the servant of Yahweh, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of Yahweh. This is Deuteronomy 34 and 5. I'm at 6th verse. And he buried him in the valley in the land of Moab, over against Beth Peor. But no man knows of the scepter until this day. And Moshe was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim, nor his natural force abated. In other words, this man had all his strength. At his death, 120 years old. It told you that for a reason, because this is the word of Yahweh. And Yahweh wanted you to know what his word would do. That's in you, because Yahweh put his word in this man's mouth. And this man became a wonder, a miracle. Watch what this man did. A lot of people say the scriptures, not a lot of people, the scriptures say he was the meekest man on the in Yahweh's house. But why was he so meek? What enabled him to be so meek? Well, let me show you what enabled him to be so meek. Because you got to know what meekness is. Then you can understand what made him so meek. What made him so humble. Watch what it says. Deuteronomy 9, verse 11. And it came to pass at the end of 40 days and 40 nights. Well, let me start at the 9th verse. Deuteronomy 9 and 9. When I had gone up into the mount to receive the table of stones, even the tables of the covenant which Yahweh made with you, stayed in the mount 40 days and 40 nights. I neither did eat bread nor drink water. Now, how can you survive without eating bread and drinking no water for 40 days and 40 nights? How is that possible? All the scientists of the world today say you can't even go past 3 days without water, let alone 40 days. And even if you know you can go past that, most people I've heard never went past 20 days. And I'm not even sure they made it that far. But I've heard reports of that. About 40 days and 40 nights. That's a miracle. That's a wonder. And what in the world do you think enabled him to do this? Well, it was this light, this energy that our people don't want to have nothing to do with. Yahweh, the scripture says, the entrance of my words give it light. And Yahweh put this light in this man's mouth and said, speak to them all that I shall command you. But little did they know, they just weren't going to be speaking things. They would ultimately do things that other people can't do. They would speak things that other people don't even know. They will understand things. And why? Because of this light. And where do the light come from? The word of Yahweh. And I'm going to show you that. But let me show you this great wonder, why this man was able to do what he did. And Yahweh delivered to me two tables of stone written with the finger of Elohim. And on them was written according to all the words which Yahweh spoke with you in the mount of the midst of the fire on the day of assembly. And it came to pass at the end of the 40 days and 40 nights that Yahweh gave me two tables of stone, even the tables of the covenant. And Yahweh said to me, arise, get you down quickly from here. For your people, which you have brought forth out of Egypt, have corrupted themselves. They have quickly turned aside out of the way which I have commanded them. They have made them a molten image. Furthermore, Yahweh spoke to me, saying, I have seen these people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Let me alone, that I may destroy them and blot out their name from under heaven. And I will make you a nation mightier and greater than they. In other words, the people have always been rebellious. So I turned and came down from the mount, and the mount burnt with fire, and the two tables of covenant were in my two hands. And I looked, and behold, you had sinned against Yahweh your Elohim, and made your molten calf. You had turned aside quickly out of the way which Yahweh had commanded you. And I took the two tables of stone, cast them out of my two hands, broke them before your eyes, and watch the 18th verse. And I fell down before Yahweh as at the first 40 days and 40 nights. I did neither eat bread nor drink water because of all your sins which you sinned, and doing wickedly in the sight of Yahweh to provoke him to anger. So not only did this man do this one, he did it twice. And you can say, well, when he did it the first time, he was in the presence of Yahweh. But you can't say that the second time. Because the second time he had came out of the mount, he had went down to the people. And once again, he fasted 40 days, 40 nights, not eating bread, nor drinking water. And why? Because of the sins in which the people did to provoke Yahweh to anger. And this was a wicked thing they had done. Who would fast for such a wicked people? Who will try to stand in the gap, plead the cause of such a wicked people, but somebody who is meek? Somebody who is humble. This is why this man is so meek. Because he will do something that many of our people won't even do for themselves. You got people talking about you don't even have to fast on the Day of Atonement. They won't even fast for themselves. And here's a man. In other words, they won't fast for their own sins. But this man fasted for other people's sins. No wonder he was so great. No wonder he was so meek. But what enabled him to do such a thing? The word that gives light. This word gives light. Light gives energy that enables you to do things other people can't do. Know things that other people don't know. Understand things that people don't understand. See things that people don't see. It causes you to become a wonder. So why wouldn't you want to eat this word? As the prophets have done. Here today, people act like they say they want to hear Yahweh directly, but our people, according to Yahweh, said they have spoken well not to hear me directly. But what did that do? Now you got to hear from a man. Now this word, it don't seem as powerful now. It don't seem as scary now. It don't seem as forceful now, since it ain't coming directly from Yahweh. So now you can say, well, I just disagree with you. Now you can say, well, that's your interpretation. I don't see it like that. You can say a lot of things now, but you can't say that to Yahweh. But what you're missing out on, what the people missing out on, is greatness, wonders, and miracles. Watch what the scriptures say in the book. I think you're going to find this in the book of Proverbs, the 6th chapter. Watch this. Proverbs 6. Talking about the light. Now I get there today. Proverbs 6. In the book of Proverbs, the 6th chapter, watch what it says. And I'm going to start reading at the 20th verse. My son, keep your father's commandments. Forsake not the law of your mother. Bind them continually upon your heart. Tie them about your neck. And when you go, it shall lead you. When you sleep, it shall keep you. When you wake, it shall talk with you. Y'all understand what this word does? Let me read that 22nd verse again. It says, when you go, it shall lead you. When you sleep, it shall keep you. When you wake, it shall talk with you. Watch what this says. For the commandment is a lamp. In other words, light. And the law is light. And the reproof of instructions are the way of life. That's what the word does. That's what light does. And see what it produces when you just learn and know how to eat it, how to digest it, how to make it part of you. You got to do things. We talked about Moses. And here Moses fasted 40 days and 40 nights. And we call the fast of 40 days and 40 nights. And many people did it. They ate that word. See, it wasn't something that I just called for the people to do. This was the word of Yahweh. It was a testimony of Yahweh. And what did Yahweh say? His testimonies do. Yahweh said his testimonies is sure, making wise the simple. So, after seeing Moses did this, then if we was going to eat this word, we ourselves had to do it. How else can we become great? And how else can we be a part of the light? Unless we do the things that those who we know beyond a shadow of a doubt possess the light. This is what they did. So this is what we must do. Watch this. Another great man that possessed the light. And what is this great light? It is the Creator's Word. And as I stated before, it enables you to do things that the other people, they just can't do. They just don't know. They just seem not to understand, nor can they see. Because that word was put in their mouth. And once it's put there, you don't have to guess and wonder what is the word in him. All you got to do is watch and see. See what they're doing. See the unbelievable things that they do. Like fasting for 40 days and 40 nights. Who do that? Watch this in the book of 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter. In the book of 1 Samuel, the 1 Samuel 17 chapter, watch what this is. The 32nd verse. First Samuel 17 and 32. And David said to Saul, "Let no man's heart fail because of him. Your servant will go and fight with this Philistine." In other words, everybody was scared of the Philistine. Why was they so scared of this Philistine? They're supposed to be Israel. Watch what it says. And Saul said to David, "You're not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for you are but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth." And David said to Saul, "Your servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him and smote him and delivered it out of his mouth." Now, who can do that? He was a youth, but he was able to do this. "And when he arose against me," which was a mistake, "I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. Your servant slew both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he has defied the armies of the living Elohim." David said, "Moreover, Yahweh that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine." And Saul said to David, "Go, and Yahweh be with you." Because who can argue against that? Who can debate that? Nobody else is willing to go. Nobody else is willing to stand up. But what made this youth stand up? The word of Yahweh. Because Yahweh's spirit had came upon him. And what type of spirit came upon him? Yahweh's word. Watch what it says. And this is in the book of 1 Samuel 16. I just want you to see this. In the book of 1 Samuel 16. And we're going to read the 12th verse. And he sent, brought him in. Now he was ruddy, and with a beautiful countenance, pleasant to look to. And Yahweh said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. Then Samuel took the horn of oil, anointed him in the midst of his brothers. And the spirit of Yahweh came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. In other words, once Yahweh put his spirit in you, and Yahweh is not going to allow his spirit to be upon you without his word being in you. And look what David was able to do. Once the spirit of Yahweh upon him, once it was in him, he was able to do wondrous things, but not just him, because the entrance of his words, it gives light. It gives light. And this is what we have to understand. This light is something that you want to familiarize yourself with. And you want to understand it, because the Almighty said it's a light thing that thou shouldest be my servant to raise up the tribes of Israel, or the tribes of Jacob, and preserve. But I shall give you a light to the Gentiles, that thou mayest be my salvation unto the end of the earth. In other words, what type of light will be in you that will make them want to be you? That will make them want to be like you? Will make them want to follow you and obey you and listen to you? What good thing will you possess to change the minds of the world? And let me tell you what it is. It's called the light. The light of Yahweh. Watch what it says about Abraham in the book of Genesis. In the book of Genesis 26, starting at the first verse, and there was a famine in the land besides the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went to Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And Yahweh appeared unto him and said, go not down into Egypt. Dwell in the land which I shall tell you of. Dwell in this land, and I will be with you, and I will bless you. For unto you and unto your seed I will give all these countries. And I will perform the earth which I swore to Abraham your father, talking to Isaac. And I will make your seed multiply as the stars of heaven. And I will give to your seed all these countries. And in your seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. But why? Watch the fifth verse. Because that Abraham obeyed my voice. Abraham kept my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. The whole gambit. In other words, Abraham ate all that Yahweh had gave him. He ate it all. And this is why this man was so great. The inhabitants of the earth will call him a prince. That's how great this man was. And so this man will do things that only people, how was this possible? How is this possible? Watch what it says about this man, Abraham, in the book of Genesis, the 18th chapter. And I'm going to read the Genesis 18. And 17. And Yahweh says, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. How can you be blessed in a man? All the nations of the earth. Watch what it says. For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of Yahweh to do justice and judgment, that Yahweh may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him. In other words, we're trying to figure out, well, how was Abraham able to command his household such to the point, such to the extent that his whole household would keep the way of Yahweh? Here it is. You trying to raise your children, you trying to have them to go the right way, and many of them don't. Some of them become real disrespectful, dishonorable, and don't keep the way of Yahweh, knowing they're supposed to honor their parents. And then they find themselves in all kind of troubles that you yourself did not even create for them. They didn't keep your way, nor did they keep the way of Yahweh. But not so with Moses. Moses, it says, they will keep his way. They will keep the way of Yahweh. Let me read that again so you can see how great this man Abraham was. But why was he so great? Because he possessed this word. And this word possessed light. And this light made him a mighty man in the earth. For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of Yahweh to do justice and judgment. And it's no coincidence that Moses was the first man in the scriptures called a prophet, which means Yahweh's word came directly to him. He didn't get it second-handed. He didn't get it in the backyard from somebody. He got it straight from Yahweh himself. We played a tape of Moray Elisha early this week, the first day of the week, which we're going to continue to do. So you can hear the word of Yahweh from one of Yahweh's prophets, the word that came directly to him. And Moray Elisha said what make him different is he got Yahweh's word straight from Yahweh. It was not the words that came to, it wasn't from his teachers. They didn't hand this down to him as other people. He got this straight from Yahweh. And I know what he's saying is the truth, because his teacher believed in Christ. His teacher believed in the New Testament. His teacher was a two-booker. But Elisha was not. Furthermore, just showing you and letting you know How great. How beautiful. How strong this light is. See, the Almighty said in the book of Psalms 97, let's read that one more time. Brought it to you yesterday. I want you to see it again. Psalms 97. And watch what this says. In the 11th verse, it says, light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. See, Yahweh sown, he planted this light for the righteous, because this light will enable you to do things that other people can't do. It will enable you to know things that other people don't know. It will enable you to be a wonder, some type of miracle. Watch this in the book of Daniel, the first chapter. In the book of Daniel, the first chapter, the 8th verse, it says, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Now Elohim had brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs. And the prince of the eunuchs said to Daniel, I fear my master, the king, who has pointed your meat and your drink. For why should he see your faces worse looking than the children which are of your soul? Then shall you make me endanger my head to the king. Then said Daniel to Melzar, whom the prince of the eunuchs had set over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, prove your servants, which means test your servants, I beseech you, 10 days. And let them give us vegetables to eat and water to drink. Now, who can do that for 10 days? Most people say they can, but then when they start doing it, then they want to ask, well, is this a vegetable? Is that a vegetable? Or can I drink this? Or can I drink that? Well, it's just post and water. What about, can I eat a biscuit? Man, he just said he ate vegetables and water. And he did it for 10 days. And people don't even have enough might in them to do that. But this man had purpose not to defile himself. So he was able to do it. Why? What was in him? 13th verse. Then let our countenance be looked upon before you, and the countenance of the children that eat other portions of the king's meat. And as you see, deal with your servants. So he consented to them in this matter. Prove them 10 days. And at the end of 10 days, their countenances appear fairer and fatter in flesh than all the children which did eat the portion of the king's meat. Thus Melzar took away the portion of their meat and the wine that they should drink and gave them vegetables. That's all they ate. And watch what it says. And as for these four children, Elohim gave them knowledge and skill and all learning and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. And at the end of the days that the king and said he should bring them in. Then the prince of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar. And the king communed with them. And among them all was not found none like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore stood they before the king. And in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and all and the astrologers that were in all his reign. 10 times better. And what did they possess? that everybody and nobody else possess. What could they do nobody else could do? What did they know? It was the word of Yahweh. Because it is his word. It says to the word, to the law, and to the testimony. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. So could you do the 40 days and 40 nights? Could you do the 10-day fast of Daniel? Just vegetables and water? Could you or drink 40 days and 40 nights? Since light is sown for the righteous. Will the righteous reject these great words where you can find these great testimonies? No, they wouldn't reject this. They will actually do this if you're the righteous. Watch this in the book of Daniel, the 10th chapter. Since this man, according to the scripture saying this is a man greatly beloved. But why was he so greatly beloved? What was so special about him? Watch what it says in Daniel 10, verse 2. In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. And this is what we're doing now. And how did he mourn? Because there's many ways you can mourn. But how did he mourn? I ain't no pleasant bread. Neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth. Neither did I anoint myself at all. Till 3 whole weeks be were fulfilled. In other words, you got to withstand yourself. Why? You got to learn what not to eat. Why? Because there's no doubt that this man possessed the light. And what light did he possess? The very thing that gives light. And that is the word of Yah. So him, the more 3-4 weeks in this way, must be part of the light. And we're worried about our hands cracking and our back itching and our arms itching and hands got sores on it because of you ain't anointed yourself. No, that's part of the righteousness. Part of what you had to go through. Not eating no pleasant bread. Well, is this pleasant bread? Is that pleasant bread? You know what pleasant bread is. You know what brings you satisfaction. He ain't no pleasant bread. And as a result of doing this, first of all, will you do it? Can you do it? In you to do. Yeah, these men, they didn't call nobody. Moses never called nobody to do 40 days and 40 nights. We did. And why? Because Yahweh said there will come a time, and we're at that time, where you will be able to discern between him that serveth Elohim and him that serveth him not. And if you want to see who the word of Yahweh actually lies with, it's in their mouth. Because those that Yahweh put his word in their mouth, they were able to do great things, things that you marvel at, things that you thought were unimaginable. Watch what it says. The fourth verse. And in the 24th day of the first month, as I was by the side of the great river, which is Hiddekel, then I lifted up my eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose loins were girded with the fine gold of Ruppah. His body also was like the beryl, his face as the appearance of lightning, his eyes as the lamps of fire, his arms and his feet like color to polished brass. The voice of his words like the voice of a multitude. And I, Daniel alone, saw the vision. For the men that were with me saw not the vision, but a great quaking fell upon them, so that they fled to hide themselves. Therefore I was left alone, and I saw this great vision, and there remained no strength in me, for my comeliness was turning me into corruption, and I retained no strength. Yet heard I the voice of his words, and when I heard the voice of his words, then was I in a deep sleep on my face, and my face toward the ground. And behold, a hand touched me, which set me upon my knees and upon the palms of my hands. And he said unto me, watch what he said. O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak to you, and stand upright. For to you am I now sent. And when he had spoken this word to me, I stood trembling. Then said he to me, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that you did set your heart to understand and to chasten yourself before your Elohim, your words were heard, and I've come for your words. Are you greatly beloved? Have you chastened yourself before your Elohim, and your words were heard? Did you set your heart to really understand? Well, this is why this man was greatly beloved. And one of the things I neglected to show you about Moses, because this man was great. He was like no other prophet. And let me show you this in the book of Exodus 20. I want you to see this. And all this is because of the light. All this is how great the light is. Watch this in the book of Exodus 20. And I'm going to read the 18th verse. And all the people saw the thunder, and the lightnings, and the noise of the trumpet, and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they trembled and stood afar off. And they said to Moshe, speak you with us, and we will hear. But let not Elohim speak with us, lest we die. In other words, the very thing that enabled you to do miracles, wonders, know things that people don't know, do things that people won't do, see things people can't see, they didn't want to have no part of. But watch this. 20th verse. And Moshe said to the people, fear not, for Elohim has come to prove you. He's just testing you. And that his fear may be before your faces, that you sin not. And watch the 21st verse. And the people stood afar off, and Moses drew near unto the thick darkness where Elohim was. In other words, Moses, even though it was dark, he knew that great light was in that darkness, and that was Elohim. So he went towards Elohim. But the people stood far off. Now do you see the difference? Now do you see why this man was so great? Now can you see why the nations will come to your light? They will only come because of the great things that ultimately you will have to do. They will only come because you know great things that other people don't know. They will only come because you're able to see things that people can't see and understand. And these things will make them marvel at you because you see it. And nobody else could. You know it. And nobody else did not. You can do it. And nobody else did. With the exception of the fact that they ate the very thing that you ate. And they possessed the very thing that you possess. And that is called the light. And where did this light come from? Well, the word of Yahweh. For Yahweh said the entrance of your word gives light. Yahweh said to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is no light in them. It is the light. Light was sown for the righteous. So, brothers and sisters, we got to come into the light. If you desire to be great, if you desire to do great things, and if you desire to know, to have the knowledge of Elohim, it's up to you. And we will bring more of the light to you to show you beyond a shadow of a doubt. This light is Yahweh's standard. So until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you, and so do I. Shalom.
Yeah, 39 books. Yeah, come on. Yo, speak thee out the book to Yah and read. Speak these words to plant your holy seed. Obey his voice, know him and believe. Understand his Yah is none but he. In the beginning, he told us the ending that we wasn't winning because of the sin and the 400 centuries. Yah was defending. He could prevent it. And this is our genesis. So I ask you this single bit. Joshua is proving that Yah loves us by sending the judges, rejecting the grudges, embracing the truth of the nations of truth. It's shown for proof the woman that David come through. Teach Samuel 1:8-2. Yah's chosen the king, and you won too. Recognition chronicles in the first and the second. And Ezra Hakohen, back by the river Ahava, stood with Nehemiah in the time of Hadassah, better known as Esther. Job struck with disease and boils at Festus. And we giving our arms while singing Hebrew songs. The most wise words spoken in Proverbs. The collect, the teacher, Ecclesiastes, the preacher. Fellas want to reach us. Quote the song belong to Solomon. Understand the way that I'm on. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, and Jerusalem fell. Also seen by Ezekiel. Visions, visions be given to Daniel. God said to turn to answer in your prayer. Remember Hosea, if we call on Yah, remember the well spoken by your L. There's no other book as famous for words, get deeper in aims for the Gaia, Yonah, and Messiah. There's none like Yah that rides on the whirlwind in Nehemiah. I'm giving you a look like he gave to Habakkuk. Gather yourselves and learn from Zephaniah. The city of waves, word up to Hosea, cause this is the last days and men's Zechariah. Remember the law of Moshe, and this has been 39 books given to you by Yishai. Malachi, speak the out the book to Yah and read. Speak these words to plant your holy seed. Obey his voice, know and man believe. Understand is Yah is none but he. Speak the out the book to Yah and read. Speak these words to plant your holy seed. Obey his voice, know and man believe. Understand is Yah is none but he. Speak the out the book to Yah. Seek me out the book of Yah, come on. Seek me out the book of Yah, come on. Seek me out the book of Yah, come on. Seek me out the book of Yah, come on.
Yah's law is perfect, converting the soul. Yah's testimony sure, making wise and bold. Yah's statutes are right, rejoicing the heart. Yah's commandment is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear Yah clean, enduring forever. The judgment to Yah true, and right is only to the praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah. First and foremost, all praise to Yah, creator of the heavens, earth, and sea, and all that in them be. Scorn is reviled, Yah.